Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March version of the Animal Channel. And I have been sitting here in the energy of what I think we're going to talk about today. It's very interesting, the conversations that have been happening since we last met. And I am being asked to remind everyone that there was, in our last conversation, in our last coming together, it was either tiger or whale that made the comment, you are being taught and told not to believe. And we're telling you, believe. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe in the greatness of the higher dimensions. Believe in there's more out here than the, you're going to laugh about this, the puny little games that greedy men play. And I'm, me personally, Nadine, is putting the word men in there. But the images that are coming from the animal kingdom, it's very clear to not focus on the greedy, manipulative little games that the men are playing out. Not to say that they're not people in female bodies that are also playing games. That is not where they're going. It's a way of communicating. And human has been really stepping into a higher level, a higher dimension, a higher everything, and all that we are not has to fall away. All of the games have to fall away. And so for the past 3 hours, it has been just this keep pointing to this place of believe, look up, look forward, look ahead. Do not look back. There is no future in back. There is no future in what even was happening 5 minutes ago. So, hello, everybody. What an interesting way for us to begin this joining together, this coming together of like minds to talk about, interestingly enough, the topic that the animals chose, off with the old. And so that really weaves into this conversation of the old is the third dimension. The old is where we have been told you can only be right or wrong. And if we go to the color scheme, black or white, if we go to competition or me versus you, me versus them, us versus them, instead of a unity rising up to a higher vibration, a higher dimension, one in fifth dimension that's all about permission and possibility and opportunity and co-creation. Those, harmony, beauty, those are the vibrations of the higher dimension. And there is no place. You cannot find the lower vibrations in the higher dimensions. So I'm going to go again to how this was worded for me, the petty little games that men play, that is not available in the higher dimensions. So the animal kingdom is truly inviting us to off with the old. Off with the old. And that's what we're talking about today, off with the old. So welcome if you're brand new. I just wanted to say thank you and welcome to the Animal Channel. We meet once a month, and we most often have a topic that is well in advance that is posted out into different media portals, and you can obviously see on the website in the classes section. But normally the animals have what they want to talk about. Sometimes, if you were with us last year, there were times when we would join together and we had no idea what was going to be discussed until we were actually having the conversation. And the animals are laughing and they're saying, yeah, what's your point? And so I giggle with that because I just feel like me as a human, I have been a very organized individual, and I'm a spreadsheet kid, and so things have columns and lines, and then to make it, I need to know where this is, I color code something. And so I'm just very, very organized, very structured, and the animals are like, yeah, so we don't even know what we're going to talk about until you actually are sitting in front of us and ask a question or are in the moment with us. So while there are many opportunities to go down many tunnels, if you will, the conversation that they keep pulling back to today is off with the old. Off with the old. And we're going to talk about this in a couple different ways. Off with the old. We all have, since we're here, because we have an animal or many animals in our avenue, in our future, in our living space. And one of the most fascinating things that I think I've ever watched, where it is just pure hilarity if you look at it from this perspective, is watching a cat use the litter box. And they'll go in and they will sniff, 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 sniff to find the perfect place of releasing the old, releasing what doesn't serve them. And they'll do their business. They will hopefully cover up what they left behind. But there's this moment of, after the release has happened, this scrambling out of the litter box and jumping in the air and running across the room and putting into action, because in the very moment that the release happened, and this is a key point here, in the very moment that the release happened, there's all this space for you to have more of you. I'm going to say that again. They keep, all of them are pointing this to it. And a huge herd of elephants just joined us, and they're trumpeting. The females are trumpeting. The males are holding the space. But the females are saying, you have to let go, because if you don't let go, there's no place for the new to come in. You have to let go. And in the moment, the nanosecond that you release, then there's this huge opportunity for you humans to step into, to call back all of who you are. So I'm just going to really bookmark that. I'm going to ask you to bookmark that and, you know, maybe come back to this recording and bookmark that. Write a note. Put a post-it note up for yourself, because this is key to what they want to talk about today. Off with the old. You have to let it go. And one of the tools that we have all is a grounding cord that allows us to release the thoughts and the emotions that are not ours. So if you just put your awareness on your grounding cord and just give it a command, you know, we're just talking here. However, the animals are assisting each of us in releasing something on this call. Would you give a command to your grounding cord to be wider? Take the diameter out, wider, 3 times wider than anything that you will release today. Yeah, giving yourself permission to play, permission to have the assistance, if it's your desire, of the animal kingdom to let go, release something, a thought, an emotion, an idea, a concept, a habit, a stuckness, something that no longer serves. So I thought, I have notes all over the place, and I thought this was going to go in a very organized manner. And again, they're laughing at me. So I'm going to present this from the animals. And yesterday morning, as I was bringing Kianga from her cage into where we start our morning, and we have this little morning routine, I noticed there was a feather that was just sitting a little different. I thought, I know we're in molting season, letting go of the old. but I barely touched it, barely touched the feather, and it released in my hand. There had to be an action that was taken for that release to happen. It's like, here, oh, you wanted that? I'm going to let that go. And what a beautiful offering, because when it comes to letting go, we as humans have so many helpers out there. In the animal kingdom, you know, you have a vast amount of animals who are willing to assist you in releasing. But in the archangelic kingdom, in the ascended master realms, there are many, many who are willing to accept a burden, if that's the right word, to accept karma. So I'm being drawn to three that they want to just be in your presence. So would you say hello to Kuan Yin? Kuan Yin. Lady Nada. And Lord Sananda. Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda. And energetically, they are forming a triangle, a triad around you. And Kuan Yin is the representative of karma. She represents every single human at the karmic board to clear karmic debt. When I do a healing session with someone, in my experience, Kuan Yin is always there when it's a moment to ask for forgiveness or give forgiveness, releasing. We're not doing that in this session today. However, she wanted you to have that piece of information. Lady Nada is the, I'm going to say, higher self of Mary Magdalene. And I say higher because you are in a human body, but you as a human body have a soul, and then your soul has what we call an oversoul. And so that's where I'm saying she's the twice removed, two higher ups, would be like the oversoul of Mary Magdalene when Mary Magdalene was in human body. And Lord Sananda is the two up, if you will, of Yeshua, Jesus, Yeshua, that energy. And the three of them have stepped into this configuration today to just show you that when you release and you specifically ask, would you represent me at the karmic board? Would you take this that I'm so willing to let go of? Those three together will always be there to receive. But specifically Kuan Yin, she comes in on this brilliant, brilliant ray of white light and bathes you in the white light, in the light of forgiveness, forgiving. And most of the time, when I can honestly say when I'm in the middle of a healing session, yes, forgiveness happens for another, but it's usually for the person that is in the session. It's usually them giving to themselves. So that piece was just asked to be brought into this piece right here. So they are here because while you might be listening now, this may not be appropriate now. You might want to come back and re-listen again, and there might be something you are working on and are in the process of releasing that when you come back and re-listen, then at that moment you're going to be ready to say, I freely give this. I release this old that no longer serves me. And would you, Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, would you, as this triad, would you take this burden that I've been holding on to? Would you take this habit that I've been struggling with? Would you take this action I do and assist me in releasing so I can step into the new? And everyone just take a breath, because while it seems like we are just talking, there is so much happening right now energetically that I'm watching all this weaving, all this letting go, all this weaving, all this letting go. And, yeah, just take a breath. Let's just be in this beautiful, beautiful energy. So yesterday I was given this feather, And it, again, I'm laughing because we're coming right into off with the old. And what I've been able to observe since, you know, this little bird has had not a whole lot of feathers, so I've gotten the opportunity to watch new feathers come in. There, to bring her tail in, the avian vet actually had to pull 5 dead shafts out of her tail. And we did that in over, you know, a 4-month time frame. He took 5 dead shafts out of the left side of her tail, and then 2 months later, he took 7 out of the right side of her tail. And it was in the removal of the old, the stuck, right? She needed a little bit of assistance to pull out what was in the way of new growth coming in. And in that situation, we needed assistance. But now, a year later, she has got this amazing tail that has got multiple layers of feathers coming in. So we've never touched her tail again after that. But she had to have that assistance to pull out the stuck. Again, we're coming back to the Kuan Yin aspect here, that I'm going to give you that part which does not serve. I'm going to assist you with the part that does not serve so that you can bring in the new that you're wanting to create. So there, what I'm being shown to bring back and weave back to the front and bring back to the front over and over again is when we release, there is an action that has to be taken to step into the new. So when we were talking about the kitty going into a litter box and then flying out of the litter box, releasing the old, but there was an action that was taken to step into the new. When I was looking for images for Off with the Old, it was really very cool because I set my intention of finding a really awesome image. And there's 3 places I go to look for images. And the one I chose was the 3rd or 4th one that I had seen. And there were a couple that were out on the outskirts that, yeah, this might be. But the more I fine-tuned into, it was like, no, here's the perfect picture because you can see the beautiful new skin was already in place as the old was being shed on top of it. So as I'm coming back in again, I'm going to use Kianga as my example here. There is new feather growth happening, and the new feather growth pushes the current feather out of the shaft to make room for the new coming into the space. And I have a bunch of, and I'm sure everybody right now has a bunch of geese that are in their backyards, in their neighborhoods, you know, walking across streets. And if you go into a park where they bed down, they will preen themselves, but it's not until they go to take flight, action, they go to take flight that all of the feathers that are ready to release, the moment they take action and they start flapping their wings, the old feathers release in one fell swoop. And it's fascinating because you can be there at 3 o'clock yesterday and walk in there at 8 o'clock this morning, and all of a sudden there are hundreds of feathers because there were hundreds of birds there that took flight. So, again, I'm being brought back to point to that after there's a release or in the process of release, there's an action that has to be taken. And when I come back and I ask this female mom, this female elephant is showing me that she is in the process of giving birth, and so she has to release the baby, but then she has action that she has to take. There's a push she has to do for that final release of the baby out of her womb space, out into the world. But then after that young elephant is out, then she, as the mom, has to go over there and assist with the sac, the embryonic sac that covers the baby to pull that so that the baby can then start taking its first breath and the process of cleaning off. Now take another breath. There's a lot going on here. And again, I'm going to say this, it may sound like we're just having a conversation, but in the background, every single person on this call is releasing. There's something you have been working on for at least the last 3, 6 months, maybe a year, that you've wanted to release and didn't know how. And here today, we have permission to let that go, either down the grounding cord, handing it over to the triad of Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, and Lord Sananda. But there's that release so that there's an action that you can step into to have more of what you're wanting in your life. And we're just going to take a breath here and let that settle for a moment. There was another image that I had been choosing. I was looking between the iguana that I chose with beautiful skin coming off and a butterfly, a chrysalis, opening. And if you've ever watched a butterfly, in the metamorphosis of a butterfly, you have this caterpillar that starts eating food, and then the caterpillar changes. I think there's like 4 stages of caterpillar where they shed, and then they step into the next caterpillar, they eat, they shed, they, I think it's 4 times, if memory serves me correctly, 4 iterations before they spin their cocoon. And the cocoon is called a chrysalis. And one of the most amazing things is when you're looking at a butterfly coming out of its chrysalis, I remember hearing this story that they come out, they're super weak, their wings are wet, and they have to chew their way out of the chrysalis. And then after they come out of the chrysalis, they have to sit there and allow their wings to dry before they can fly. And if someone pulls them out of the chrysalis, they will never be able to fly, ever. So I know there's moms and dads on this call. And a lot of times, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts and uncles, friends want to help their friend, help their son or daughter, help their aunt or whatever. They want to help them out of a crisis. But sometimes, in the helping, in the pulling out of the chrysalis, we do more harm than good. So a lot of times when we as humans take a step back and go, how can I really be of service here? Number one, was my assistance asked for? Did that person who's falling on their face 17 times, did they ask me for help? And if they didn't ask me for help and I just jumped in and helped, I kind of ripped them off of the beauty of exploring something new for themselves. I ripped them off of having a moment of, oh, look what I created, look what I did. I ripped them off. They didn't get to have that experience. So later, they're now coming through trying to learn that idea, that concept, that task, that whatever, and they don't know how to function because somebody saved their butt, if you will. Somebody took that joy away from them. So part of this learning is allowing people around us to learn at their own pace, to have their own aha moment, to have their beauty, and step into those glorious moments of allowing the wings to dry so that the butterfly can take flight. Off with the old, releasing that which no longer serves us. So every animal that I've ever met sheds in some way. If you've ever been around a dog or a horse or a goat, or a pig, it doesn't matter. when we come from one season to another season, the fur gets really thick in the winter. So let's say you're out with horses, you know, they get this really thick fur on them. And then come springtime, the shedding process is just itchy as all get out, and they need assistance. And so usually what happens is, you know, if you're working on a ranch or in the stables, you know, there's these really beautiful curry combs, and you can assist the horse or the goat to pull off that fur, the dog, to pull off that fur that's just heavy. It's just unbearable. And then what's really beautiful is after you've spent a good 30 minutes to an hour de-hairing, de-furring a horse, the first thing they want to do is go out and frolic. And then they want to roll in the mud. And then they want to get dirty. Because it was so, that feeling of, oh my God, this feels so good. So think about yourself. If you were, let's say, it was very, very cold, you put a hat on, and you had that hat on for hours and hours and hours, and you got sweaty, maybe you were out shoveling snow, you know, those of you in Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, yeah, we've just been pounded with ice and snow, so you're going to get this image. You have your hat on, you're sweating, but you come in, you take your hat off, and what's the first thing you want to do with your fingers? You want to scrub them through your head to get that lightness off. You want the heaviness of what was under that hat. You want to lift it up and get movement in the scalp, get the blood flowing in the scalp so that there's a flow, there's movement off with the old. We're taking the hat off, we're taking the hair off, we're taking the fur off, so that the new can come in. And when we go have our hair cut, if you will, you know, it's a process, and it's lovely to have somebody, you know, massaging your head, cutting your hair, styling it, if you will. But we're not the one that cleans up the floor, right? Somebody comes behind us and cleans that up. It's like, I just took 17 inches off your length of your head, or I just buzzed around your ears, or I just gave you what do the military call it, a high and tight, and I'm running out of battery again. Wow. All right, so bear with me. I have to get another phone. Yeah, bear with me because I don't want to lose everybody. Good thing I have two of these little handsets around me. But what were we talking about? We are talking about you go in, you hire somebody to cut your hair, and they are the ones who do the cleanup. All right. So I'm changing phones now. Give me a second here. Stay with me. All right. Hopefully there you are. Everybody's with me now. So, off with the old. It's really easy, I think, to take an outfit that's dirty and take it off and go, oh, old, it has to be laundered. But when it comes to our skin, so looking at a snake or an iguana, a lizard, it's not a two-second process. It's not a process of, okay, I am just going to take my shirt off. There is a process that happens. There's a action that has to be taken to assist that skin, old, to come off. And it's not done usually in 2 seconds. Now, every once in a while, if you're out hiking, you will have a wonderful opportunity to see a full snake skin that looked like it literally peeled off. But trust me, there was a process that happened in that releasing of the old. Releasing of the old. Off with the old so that I can step into the newness of what I'm creating. So just think about, what is there in your life? The animals are showing us all around. What is there in your life that you are ready to molt? You're ready to shed. You're ready to have somebody else cut off for you, if that's the right way of wording it. Off with the old. What is that? Is that a habit? Is it a saying? So I have a friend that, oh, there's a good one. So, I know I do that one a lot. So, I start a sentence with so. Very annoying in the editing process. It's like, wow, didn't realize how often I said that word. A person who walks and always shuffles their feet. They have no clue they're doing it, or to them it's just how they walk. It can be very annoying to another person. What is a habit that is something you personally would like to release? And if you have a little piece of paper, why don't you jot it down? And we're not asking you to go really deep here, because I know every one of us may go, oh, but you don't understand. I have this whole thing, and it's, you know, really intricate. Let's just find a really easy one. I have something I would like to release. My bangs are too long. I have a dirty shirt on. I have something I would like to release. And there's a willingness to that. What we have to know is, when we release it, what's the new we're wanting to step into? Remember that action. If the feather falls off, there's already something new behind it that's saying, hey, I'm ready to step forward. I'm ready to be here for you to step into. For the snake, the iguana, the lizard, their beautiful new skin is already there. You can't see it, but it's already there to say, I'm ready to let the old go. The new that you want is already there. It has to be there for you to step into what you are creating. So how I think I'd like to do a little exercise with everybody, and I just am, again, I'm watching all the animals coming in and go, have do it this way, have them do it that way. So just know you have the, what I'm going to call the peanut gallery here, has got wonderful ideas for how you can create to step into your new. But let's have everybody on the same exercise. If you've ever seen a clear ball or a balloon that you can blow up, let's say to around 18 to 24 inches in diameter, clear, right? Or maybe it's a little pink and you can see something inside. So if you want a color, just think about having a ball or a balloon that's big enough, 18 to 24 inches. And what we're intending is, what I'm creating, I want to put in that ball. So as an example, I'm going to again come to my beautiful iguana here. What is the texture of your skin that you would like to have? So they're showing me examples, but I want you, as they show an example, what's one thing you would like to put into your bubble that you're going to step into? So I'm being shown subtle, is that the right way to say it? Supple skin. Very soft, smooth skin. There we go. Soft, smooth skin. I just watched one of my animals stretch. So the ability to elongate your tendons, to elongate your ligaments, to elongate your muscles, to stretch your limbs out, and then the ability to hydrate, drink water, hydrate. So again, the animals are showing what they find important, but what's something you're stepping into. And I'm being asked to show that as we create this new, the ability to lengthen the limb, anything that's in the way of lengthening the limb is released. It is part of what they're letting go of. So if you're watching what we're creating in our balloon ball bubble, here's what I'm going to be stepping into here in a moment. The animals are showing us. So I would like beautiful feathers that have really nutrient-dense shafts. I would like to have follicles, the hair follicle, very healthy follicle. And to have a very healthy follicle, I have to have really good nutrition. So let's think about what incorporates really healthy nutrition. Macronutrients that are dense, macronutrient dense. So for our human, the proteins, the carbs, the fats are dense instead of sugary, high-fat, unhealthy product. So something the body is going to absorb, healthy nutrients the body will absorb. Okay, there we go. Hydration, really beautiful water to drink to hydrate the cells. And they're showing me cell hydration is very key right now, cell hydration. And I'm being shown some different places in the Serengeti where there's drought, serious drought, and I'm being shown animals who are literally dying because there is no hydration for them. And so what do we want? What are we putting in our bubble? We are putting in plenty of clean water sources to hydrate. Mobility, being shown mobility, and being shown safe haven. And what I'm having a bunch of different animals showing is that this little bird is showing me that there's a safe haven either in a tree or a little bird hut for them to get out of the elements if they need to. So safe haven. Under a tree, if there's a lot of sun, under the tree that provides some shade, safe haven. I'm being shown another group of animals who fear for if fires come through, that there's safe haven. If there's a flood, there's a safe haven. So that's important to them. So what would that look like in your world? Safe haven that you're putting inside your circle bubble balloon here. Dexterity. Helping hand. Wow, this is really interesting. So when I'm watching the image that they're showing out, what they mean by dexterity is that that they can move, number one, but that's not what they're showing in this word dexterity, is that if you are, how are they wording this? Give me a moment here. Okay, so I'm being shown this from a couple different animals' perspective, but let's say you as the mom are grooming your young, that there are guardians around that are protecting while you are doing the grooming of your young. If you are a bird and you're preening your feathers, there are guardians out there on watch. No one else may see them, but they're guarding you to give you the space that you can groom yourself in safety. So that's what it's coming down. There's safety. There's safety, that there's others watching out for you as you are taking care of the needs of the body. Now, notice what I said there. While you are taking care of the needs of the body. So somebody else isn't doing it for you, unless it's the mom taking care of the young. You are taking care of the needs of the body, and there are watchers out there, protectors out there, guardians out there, who are holding that space for you as you are preening your feathers, licking your fur. What are they showing me? This bear is cracking me up. This bear is being very clear that there is nobody there that's going to help shed his fur, so he's got his rump up against a tree, and he's scratching his back and scratching his butt to get the fur off, right? And then he's going to go dunk himself, if there's a river there, he's going to go dunk himself in the river because that's going to loosen up all the fur that he released so that when he comes out of the water, he can do a shaky, shaky, shaky and release another layer of fur that just got unclogged, if you will. Safety. There's safety. So what else would you like to put in your personal bubble? Sound? Is that what that you wanted to say? Sound, joy, and happy? Communication. Happy communication. No, that wasn't it? Okay, so say it to me again. Yeah, so she's saying happy. The happy and the joy, the song, your personal song, gets to be in part of what you step into. That you have a voice and you have something you want to say, and to put that in your creation. There you go. Being seen is really coming up right now in the animal kingdom. The fact that humans, there's been many things that have happened over the last 2.5, 3 years that people who were abusing animals have been brought to light. The fact that animals, if you see someone abusing an animal, there are things in place now where that is not okay. Where 3 years ago, people weren't looking, they weren't watching. So what Kianga is actually pointing to is you have a voice, and to allow your voice to be heard. Allow your voice to be heard. So put that in what you're stepping into, because what we're releasing, if I'm allowing my voice to be heard, then what's going to come off is that lack of permission, being told don't talk or only talk when you're spoken to. Again, that's a 3D thing. That's a lack of permission thing. In the higher dimensions, you have permission. And where we're all stepping into, as we are stepping forward, we're stepping into this new, off with the old, off with the lack of permission, off with the control, off with the right, wrong, off with the two opportunities, the two choices. We're stepping into the new that is multidimensional. It is forward moving. It is higher dimension. It is loaded with permission and beauty and trust, being seen, being heard, have people listen to what you have to say. And then the other part that I'm being shown here, there's a whole group now that is over to my left that is just sitting in silence, and they're asking that you put that in what you're stepping into as well. And what they're saying there is that, yes, it's really beautiful to have your voice be heard and for you to listen to yourself, for us to listen to ourselves. And to hear our inner voice, we have to do that in the silence. So what I'm interpreting that to be is, yes, I'm vocalizing right now because we're doing a recording, but that we don't want to be talking day in and day out all day long. We don't want to be doing that. We definitely want to be sitting in the silence more often than not, and then asking the question in the silence to your higher self, to your animal totems, to your ascended masters and your archangels and all those that help you. Sit in the silence, ask the question, receive your answer, and then when you're ready to take action, step into your action, then you have all of those tools available to you as you step forward. And this was beautiful. One of the animals that was showing this sitting in the silence, there's actually three key. One of them is a sloth. And if you ever watch a sloth, they move very slowly. Very slowly. They just sit in the silence. Another one is a crane, who, again, moves very slowly. Not a crane. Excuse me. I apologize. A heron. A heron, a blue heron. And the third one is very interesting. It is a a chimpanzee, and he's saying no. He's of the gorilla family. He's a baby gorilla, but he's sitting in silence. And yes, there's a time for play. He's saying very much a time for play, very much a time to be ornery is how he's doing it, to be goofy, to be playful, and yet there's more happens in the silence, in that time of silence. There we go. So from the human side now, would you look at, if you wrote down what you're wanting to release, what's the thing, the habit, the thing you're wanting to release, so that just so you can see it, but what are you wanting to step into? And anything right now that you would like to take the opportunity of putting into your bubble ball balloon thing in front of you, put those words in there. It might be very specific. It might just be general things. Put those things in your balloon, because in a moment you're actually going to step into this. Would you say again hello to Kuan Yin, to Lady Nada, to Lord Sananda? And they're just saying they're holding this brilliant white light. And they're putting their brilliant white light around the bubble balloon ball. Inside the bubble balloon ball is what you're creating, the new. And they're showing that in a moment, we're going to step into the bubble balloon ball. You're going to have to step into through that brilliant white light to get into the bubble balloon ball. So they're just showing you are the one that's putting into the bubble balloon ball things like beauty, flexibility, clean water, nutrient-dense food. You might also, if you're going to put in nutrient-dense food, that your body has the ability to absorb the nutrients from the nutrient-dense food. That not only are you giving it really good food, but you can absorb those nutrients, and that your digestive system can release the toxins that are in the body. Clean water, and this is just the naturopath in me, the water is the transport system that brings the nutrients into the cells, and water is the transport system that gets the toxins out of the body. So the more water you drink, the more you're helping your body. Clean water. Flexible joints. Clear thought. Ease, effortlessness, joy. And now if you, whether you were with us or not, you all have a totem animal. So if you're brand new to Animal Channel, would you simply say hello to one of your totem animals? For those of you who've been with the work we did a few months ago, would you say hello to your group of totems or your main totem? And would you ask your main totem to walk with you as you step into this balloon bubble ball that you have in front of you? Because action has to be taken. And joined with your totem, if it is your desire, would you now step forward, and we're going to do this slowly, one step forward into the brilliant white light that is being held by that triad of Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, that brilliant white light. And just know that in this, this is like a shower a showering of forgiveness, giving to yourself, forgiving to self. The washing off of the old. And now would you take one more step into the bubble balloon ball? Notice that you're in the center now of the bubble balloon ball, and all those things you put in it are all around you. As you look 360 degrees around you, above you, below you, all those things you said, this is what I am creating for myself. This is the new. Notice you're in the new. You are the new. You're one with the new. And the old is on the outside of the white light that surrounds the bubble ball. And just take a breath here while you're sitting in this space here. I'm in the new. I'm one with the new. This is who I am in this brand new energy. I'm surrounded by the white light, giving to myself. Remember, I'm forgiving to myself. And on the outside is the old skin, the old fur, the old feathers. And would you find just one place where you would like to begin the peeling, the releasing process? So again, if I was looking at a snake or an iguana, they may start with their nose. They may start with a toe. They may start with the top of their head. If it's a bear, they're going to start with their butt. If it's a dog, they may start with their shoulder. Or the scratching of the head. Would you find one place, doesn't matter where it is, one place that just begins the scraping of the old skin, the old fur, the old feather, just so it starts that process of releasing. You've already stepped into the new. Remember at the very, very beginning of the call, the iguana showed us the new skin is already there. It's already been formed. And now it's just the process of allowing the old to release. You just stepped into, are in, already in, the new that you are, have, are in, created. So now it's the process of letting the old that no longer serves you shed away. And the animals say, just they want you to know that this is a process. Releasing the old is a process. So do not expect to wake up tomorrow and have all of your fur off in one 24-hour period. Snake said you don't get to shed your entire old skin in one moment. It's a process. Can you be kind with yourself, knowing you're already in the new, as you are gentle with the process of moving forward and allowing the old to shed away, to slither away, to fall off, either in the water, on the tree, on the rock. As you take flight, can you allow, will you allow the old to effortlessly, it's not even thought, it just happens, it's part of the process. Done, done, done. Oh, how wonderful. This was so much fun. So would you wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes and come back to, hi, baby, you are just so part of this call today, aren't you? Well, Kyung has been very vocal in the last portion and really wanting you to let your voice be heard. So would everyone vocalize and however you would like to, yippee, woo, wee-hee, do something where you are, to allow your voice to be heard, as you are claiming this, I'm in my new and the old is already shedding. It's a process. I don't have to go picking at it. I don't have to peel my skin. It's a process because the more I own the new that I'm in, the old will fall away. The more I own the new I'm in, that I'm in, hear that, I'm already in the new, the old will fall away. And everyone take a beautiful breath, nice breath in. And we're going to bring this call to completion. And I just want to really thank the Animal Kingdom for this beautiful session that we had today. They're giving effortlessly so that we could learn how to shed that which no longer serves us, to take off the old so that we can joyously, we are, have already stepped into our new. So thanking the Animal Kingdom, thanking everyone who showed up to show us where we step into. Thank your animals, your totems. Thank the ascended masters and angels who have been here with us. Thank Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda. But most importantly, thank you. Thank yourself for bringing you here today, to participating here today, to participating in our joining together of the Animal Channel. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to say, Kianga? So she's saying to me to allow yourself to be seen. There's your validation. Allow yourself to be seen. The beauty of who you are. Allow yourself to be seen. So thank you, everyone, for joining us for the Animal Channel. We will meet in a month, the second Saturday of April. And until we meet again, have a beautiful, beautiful day in the newness that you are in as you gently allow the old to shed. Thank you. It's been a joy and a pleasure to be part of this call today. Namaste, everyone.